even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Indeed I am. Indeed I am, ladies and gentlemen. We are back now. And the headlines today, Iraq says it wants the Kurdish separatists to leave. And the minister sees limited Turkish strikes, Kurds rally against the incursion vote, and once again we have perpetual schisms. Oh, yes. That's right. Well, they tell us now that, this is from Reuters, that Iraq sees only limited Turkish airstrikes on Kurdish separatists in the north and wants the guerrillas to leave as soon as possible. So says the foreign minister as of today. Now, Mr. Zeban, the foreign minister, Zebari, has said the Iraqi government was not comfortable with a vote in Turkey's parliament yesterday giving us militarily the green light to hunt members of the Kurdish Workers' Party, that's the PKK, in Iraq. Turkey's decision has alarmed Washington and the allies, who fear an incursion into the north would bring chaos to that region, threaten oil supplies, and harm U.S. attempts to quell relentless violence in the country. Oh, yes, those are serious attempts, aren't they? You can see the hand of peace wherever the United States goes. If something happens, it is possibly going to be airstrikes on some suspected PKK positions, Zebari said. But to talk about a major military offensive and major cross-border incursion, that I do not expect. So here we have the potential now for yet another incident that will expand this warfare going on in Iraq. And it, again, as I said before, it's not unexpected. It is not by accident. It is not something that was unanticipated. It's planned that way, my friends. Let's not be naive. Let's not be deceived here. Let's understand that. Now, I promised you also, when we come back, we'll have time to begin it. I want to read this column by the former U.S. representative, who, of course, has written a book about the Israeli lobby, Paul Findlay. And I think that it hits an interesting nail on an interesting head. So I promise you that I will get to that, those of you who have not had the benefit of seeing it, when we return from this quick break. Our number here is 800-313-9443. Toll free to get on the air with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Don't forget to support the Republic Broadcasting Network, support Republic Trading, and get into the network, get into the sites, onto the websites, by all means, republicbroadcasting.org. And don't forget, you can call, those of you who don't have computers, weekdays during business hours, 800-724-2719 is the number. 800-724-2719. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with more. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, we're back. Yes, hour number two continues at 800-313-9443. We'll take calls as we have time, but I did want to get in a few things of my own tonight here, and one of them has to do with the ex-congressman who, of course, was really forced out of Congress by the power of the Israeli lobby, which, of course, does not exist, as we know. There is no power to the Israeli lobby, as A.B. Foxman has told us, except in all of these cases. All right, well, here's a case, and published in the publication of Counterpunch magazine, Counterpunch, comes this column by Paul Findlay, the ex-congressman, and it is entitled, The Open Secret About the Israel Lobby. And he says, there is an open secret in Washington. I learned it well during my 22-year tenure as a member of the U.S. House of Representatives. All members swear to serve the interests of the United States, but there is an unwritten and overwhelming exception. The interests of one small foreign country always, almost always, trump U.S. interests. Now, guess what country that is? Take a peek. Come on. Think. That nation is, of course, Israel. You got it. both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue give priority to Israel over America. Those on Capitol Hill are pre-primed. That's right. Pre-primed to roar approval for Israeli actions, whether right or wrong, instead of at least fussing first and then caving. The White House sometimes puts up a modest and ineffective show of resistance before it follows Israel's lead. Now listen to this. This is the best is yet to come. In 2002, President Bush publicly ordered Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to end a bloody, destructive rampage through the Palestinian West Bank. You remember that? I remember it as clear as I remember it today. Now, he wilted. That is, George Bush wilted just as publicly when he received curt word from Sharon that Israeli troops would not withdraw and would continue their military operations. A few days later, George Bush invited Sharon to the White House, where he saluted him as a, quote, man of peace. You remember those words, right? I do. I had similar experiences in the House of Representatives. On several occasions, colleagues told me privately that they admired what I was trying to do in Mideast policy reform, but could not risk pro-Israel protest back home by supporting my positions. Now, let's substitute the phrase. Instead of supporting my positions, because it makes it look like it's a partisan issue, let's say by supporting justice and Americanism over Zionism. All right? Agreed? Good. The pro-Israel lobby is not one organization orchestrating U.S. Middle East policy from a back room in Washington, nor is it entirely Jewish. It consists of scores of groups, large and small, that work at various levels. The largest, most professional, and most effective is the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC. Many pro-Israel lobbying groups belong to the, quote, Christian right. The recently released book, The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy, co-authored by Professors Mersheimer of the University of Chicago and Walt of Harvard, offers hope for constructive change. It details the damage to U.S. national interests caused by the lobby for Israel. Those brave professors render a great service to America, but their theme, expressed in a published study paper a year ago, is already under heavy vitriolic attack. They are unjustly accused of anti-Semitism, the ultimate instrument of intimidation employed by the lobby. A common problem under pressure, the Chicago Council on Global Affairs withdrew an invitation for the authors to speak about their book. Council President Marshall Boughton explained ruefully that the invitation posed a political problem and a need to protect the institution from those who would be angry if the authors appeared. Well, now, isn't that nice of the kowtowers and the genuflectors, huh? And isn't that so sweet of the so-called tolerance people, the AIPAC people, the ADL people, all of those who say they believe in fairness and free speech and they represent democracy? Well, Congressman Finley says, I know what it is like to be targeted in this way. In the last years of my long service in Congress, I spoke out making many of the points now presented in the Mersheimer-Walt book. In 1980, my opponent charged me with anti-Semitism, and money poured into the campaign fund from every state in the Union. I prevailed that year, but 2 years later, I lost by a narrow margin. In 1984, Charles Percy, the senator, then chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and an occasional critic of Israel, was defeated. Leaders of the Israel lobby claim credit for defeating both Percy and me, claims that strengthened lobby influence in the years that followed. The result is that members of Congress today loudly reward Israel as it violates international law and peace agreements, lures America into costly wars, and subjects millions of Palestinians under its rule to apartheid-like conditions because they are not Jewish. And then he says, it is time to call politicians to account for their undenying allegiance to a foreign state. Let the Mersheimer-Walt book be a clarion call that bestirs the American people to political action and finally brings fundamental change to both Capitol Hill and the White House. And then he says, citizen participation in public policy development is a hallmark of our, quote, proud democracy. But the pro-Israel groups subvert democracy when they engage in smear campaigns that intimidate and silence critics. And so Paul Finley represented that House district in Illinois for 22 years. And, of course, he has written these books, as you know. His first book, They Dared to Speak Out. And then people and institutions confront the Israeli lobby. So I certainly am very proud of what he said, in the sense that he has at least come out and continues to this day, long after he was forced out of Congress, to do what's right for America, not what's right for Israel. And if your congressman, who of course already is, I know, your congressman and mine are traitors to this country, as they are, because they put Israel's interests first, I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. I have absolutely no concern whatsoever if they should die for Israel. Unfortunately, they won't go and fight in Iraq. As Bill Clinton once said, I would put on a uniform and I would pick up a gun and go and fight for Israel if I could. Well, he found out that he could fight for Israel, but when push came to shove, Israel would push him right out the door with Monica Lewinsky. You see, that's what they did to Alphonse D'Amato in New York, the senator. They got rid of him, boy, when they didn't need him anymore. They extorted money from the Swiss, who wisely maintained neutrality during World War II, and of course were not invaded. Of course, the people of Switzerland believed in keeping and bearing arms and a mandatory use of firearms for their young men, 18 and older. But you see, the Swiss were extorted and blackmailed. All those bank accounts, all those poor little Jewish Holocaust victims denied their gold, their teeth even, their fillings. And not a word on the part of Mr. D'Amato about any other group, or even the Dalai Lama, who's been here. None of the victims of communism have been thus honored. After all, they shouldn't. They certainly are not entitled to be honored. They're not important enough, are they? Certainly not the Ukrainians. Certainly not the Armenians. Heaven forbid. Oh, my. All right. A lot of good commentary and a lot of good news items here. We'll continue, and we'll take a call or two If you want to join me right now, jump aboard. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on, right on base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're back now, and this is something that you might want to know from the AP. Four men charged with providing guns or other supplies to the, quote, convicted New Hampshire tax evaders, Ed and Elaine Brown, will be tried in Maine after all the judges in New Hampshire's U.S. District Court pulled themselves from the cases. New Hampshire Chief Judge Stephen McAuliffe made the announcement in identical filings dated Tuesday, days after he and fellow Judge Paul Barbararo recused themselves from the men's trials. McAuliffe and Barbararo are good friends, and both said they worried their impartiality would be questioned because of repeated threats made to McAuliffe, who presided over the Browns' tax evasion trial in January. The cases of Robert Wolf, Jason Guichard, Cyrano Gonzalez, and Daniel Riley have been reassigned to judges at U.S. District Court in Portland, Maine. That is the latest that we have from the AP on this particular incident with the Browns, as you know. And it did come up again last night. It has come up from time to time, and it will come up again and again and again. The law of the sea treaty will not be denied either. And by the way, when we're speaking about the militia and the Brown situation, it has been also brought to my attention that a visit by their son has been denied. So that's something else, that a prison visit has been denied to the Brown son. In any event, we know what's going on. We see what's happening. The end game is on. There are calls for a new draft now. There are calls for more and more of surveillance over phone records. The Democrats are giving in, largely playing the phony loyal opposition to the government. And now we have 12 former U.S. Army captains saying reinstitute the draft. I, to be honest with you, I don't know what you think, but I really don't think that a draft is going to go over. Not this time, my friends. It's not going to work that way. It's going to work in a different way, but it's not going to work that way. And they may very well have a universal service, which is something, of course, that was promoted years ago by Roosevelt, FDR. And we know the civilian camps, of course, that were used, the whole socialist mechanism of loyalty to the government, not to the individual, was enshrined from that point on. All right. That's something else that we should be thinking of. So there are a myriad of things that I have been thinking about recently in this, if you will, this barrage on our freedoms, this all-out attack on America is certainly part of the grid, the power grid of the world order, the New World Order types, the David Rockefellers who plead guilty to being corrupt manipulators, globalist interventionist activity for their own gain and for the gain of their father in hell, Satan. Well, the Law of the Sea Treaty, once again, is something that will come up, if not this week and next week, before the end of this year and this session. This Bush administration continues to push the Law of the Sea Treaty, lost, because it is lost, this administration. And I keep telling people to call, and I keep telling them to get their friends, if they have any left, give them a buzz. And I know some of you really are, and are actually quite active in calling both the toll-free numbers we give all the time and the toll number to Congress. They need to feel the heat. There's no question about it. They're not feeling enough heat right now, but they're feeling some heat. The kind of heat that was responsible for deep-sixing the comprehensive, quote, overhaul of our immigration law, which was nothing more than an amnesty bill. So what are they doing? Bring it back piecemeal. We'll do a little here and a little there, and eventually we'll get the whole pie, right? Well, that's what they think. They think they can pull it off. And by golly, unfortunately, they are meeting with some success. Yes, they are. Because of this. And the lethargy on the part of the people themselves. So, between the Law of the Sea Treaty and all of this other legislation, 8R H11, the so-called election reform bill, there is a power grab like we've never seen before on the part of the globalists. All right, I'll come right back. Much more, many more topics, and you can chime in. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
He's back, Rick Adams. Oh, boy, how do you shut him up? Well, there's no way. I've got so much to say, I don't know where to begin. But I know one of the other issues that I want to bring to your attention is this issue about gun-free school zones. They are the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard in my life. You know, gun-free zones will somehow prevent these shootings. And, of course, it's typical collectivist, stupid, mindless, communist theology, if you will. It's all a ruse. Take away the guns and people will be good. No, doesn't work that way. Because it's illogical. But that doesn't stop the scumbags from trying, obviously. And I agree with the sentiments of the people of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. When they say, believe it or not, the best way to stop school shootings is to abolish those gun-free zones. That's right. You'd say, well, that's preposterous. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Just look back to last spring's attack at Virginia Tech. It occurred months after the university proudly lobbied the Virginia Assembly to continue prohibiting legally licensed students and faculty from carrying defensive handguns on campus. So as a result of that goody-goody two-shoes liberal theology, 32 students and instructors wound up getting killed. And this character, Cho Swing Huel, whatever his name was, might have been stopped by an armed student or instructor. But you see, they're disarmed on campus. But isn't that the good way? Isn't that the right way? No, it isn't. You can pass all the laws you want, but the only proven way to stop shootings in gun-free zones is an armed response. A good example was the Appalachian Law School at Pearl High School, was it, in Mississippi, and at Trolley Square. And each of the shootings, all of them were interrupted by an armed citizen who acted successfully, not because of a law, but in spite of the law. In fact, there was just an incident. Now, what was the incident I heard, not too far from my environs, of someone who was armed? Oh, okay. Yeah, it was something to do with a canary or a bird who was speaking and heard the robber coming into the house, and the owner of the pet was alerted because of the bird and got out his revolver, and he shot to death the intruder. Now, I'm not losing any sleep over this poor guy being shot, okay? And neither are you. But in some places in this country, an owner of a firearm, owner of the property, defending himself and his family and his property by taking such action could wind up putting him in jail. Because we live in a sick society, my friends. A perverted, sick society. That's why. Where once again we see illegals coming into the country being treated with respect and afforded every legal opportunity to get away with what they've gotten away with. While poor Joe's six-pack, let's say, winds up in a confrontation and defends himself, defends his family, and now either he's in jail, criminally prosecuted, or he faces the prospect of a lawsuit against him, a civil lawsuit against him. Well, I think that's because, as Joe said earlier, the caller, man, we are an apostate society. If it weren't for the fact that we've abandoned God, he would not abandon us. It just so happens that Chuck Baldwin wrote one of his most recent columns just the other day, entitled "The Church in Apostasy." And he says, quoting the scriptures now, 2 Thessalonians 2:3, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." And he points out the passage of Scripture I just quoted has been one of the most subjectively interpreted verses the entire New Testament. Early Christians believed various Caesars and rulers to be predicted as the men of sin. During the Dark Ages and into the Reformation Age, many Christians believed various popes to be the predicted, quote, man of sin. During the 20th century, many Christians wondered if Hitler or Stalin or Roosevelt could be the dreaded man of sin. Well, not too far from it. Today, many Christians, including this writer, believe that the predicted man of sin is none other than a coming Antichrist. There is no doubt about Paul's prediction that before this man comes, there will be a great falling away first. Now, by a falling away, Paul was clearly referring to a state or condition of apostasy, says Chuck. Paul is saying before the man of sin, whoever he is, will be able to seduce and deceive humanity, the church will fall into an apostasy. Wow. That's pretty profound. Yes, I agree. By definition, apostasy is the condition of those who once embraced the truth but have now abandoned or forsaken it. Obviously, this applies only to professing Christians, he says. Infidels, agnostics, unbelievers have no profession from which to apostatize. Accordingly, whether a local or universal scale, before various men of sin can seduce and deceive, the church must first be in a state of apostasy. Oh, boy. Ain't that telling the truth, huh? Saying it another way, churches that are sound in the faith, strong in truth, and steadfast in the word serve as a resistance and a retardant to an evil man. No wonder the Lord Jesus said, we Christians are the salt of the earth. Now, this is Chuck speaking, okay? So, just wanted you to know. When a professing Christian president can openly acknowledge his belief in universalism and attack the supreme doctrine of Christianity, that Jesus Christ is the Creator God, become flesh, and there is not an uproar of protest and denunciation from the pulpits of the country, the church is in a state of apostasy. And that is exactly what has taken place. That's what he says. Now, that's what Chuck says. All right? And he's not wrong. This apostasy must precede a coming Antichrist. He says Rome persecuted Christians in the old days, you know, because they believed that Jesus was the only God. Under Roman law, Caesar was a god, equal to any other god. Therefore, to be a good Roman, one had to worship Caesar. If one chose to worship another deity, it was fine, as long as he also bowed to Caesar. This was something that the early Christians could not and would not do. So he says, from the very beginning of church history, Christians believed that Jesus was not a way. He was the way, not a truth, the truth. Not a God, but the God. You see? And that's why Christians wound up persecuted, imprisoned, and fed to hungry lions, he says. Now, how many are going to be feeding the hungry lions today? Well, that's a good question, huh? To me, it doesn't seem like very many. Because when push comes to shove, oh, you'll give in. They'll give in. I know they will. Most of them. Got to eat. You know, you got to have a little roof over your head. Isn't that the way? And that's what leads to control. Right? That's what leads to the control that puts you right under the thumb of this Antichrist system that's coming. It's one compromise after another after another. But it's a compromise in the church more than anywhere. Not just in government, but in the church first and foremost. That's what we must be concerned with, my friend. The apostasy, the absolute treachery of the churches, right from the beginning and inception of the church. They were warned about the sorcerers, Simon and others. Watch him come in. And he did. He got his nose right under the tent. And that's where he is today. That's right. And I spoke recently, tonight even, about the judiciary somewhat in New Hampshire and Maine and the Browns. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm happy to note that the people of this country now show very little confidence, if any, in the judiciary. You see, even those polls show less respect for and belief in the judiciary of America defending us against encroachment by the executive or the legislative. They don't believe it's possible. You see? So, all of this is leading somewhere, isn't it? When you lose your faith, first your duty and obligation to the Creator, and then you see a sense of hopelessness all around you in society, and you see institutions that you once had faith in crumbling, Supreme Courts, the judiciary, the executive, the legislative, the city, the mayor, the town, all of them. What will fill that void, I ask, ladies and gentlemen? Huh? What do you think's going to come? Well, who do you think? Better question. Who do you think will fill that void? Oh, I got a pretty good idea. That man of sin that Chuck Baldwin's talking about here. Guy that's going to come along and say, I got some answers for you. And I got this false prophet with me, and he's going to perform miracles. Oh, he's going to heal. He's going to bring you back to faith. Here comes Jesus. He's coming back. This man is the great physician, the great healer. Uh-huh. Don't buy it. Oh, no, don't buy into it, because that is where the deception will lie. That's why people don't understand. When I'm talking on the ear here, I'm telling people about how easy is it to be deceived. It's very easy. Even the most patriotic, the most devout, and the most religious of Christians is being deceived as I speak. They're willing to concede. Maybe there's a little deity in this guy, or that guy, or this gal, or that gal. Maybe they'll be our saviors. No, that's the wrong approach. See, ladies and gentlemen, that is the wrong approach. You're looking for a man. You're looking for a broad, pardon the language. You're looking for some dame or some wise guy that's going to pull you up and take care of you, saying he's going to solve the problem. No, he's not. He's the solution. No. He's the fix for the problem. No. Nope. Not going to work. He's the problem. You start worshiping a man as God, you start pushing people on their pedestals and pushing them on the cart, like in the shopping aisle, and you say, I'm going to follow this man or that man. Never happen. No man is worthy of follow. You follow the one up above, you see. Then you can't go wrong, because sooner or later, some midi is going to let you down, some man, some person. All right? He's going to let you down. Not me. Oh, no, no, I wouldn't do that, huh? Sure you would. Every one of us is open to that fall. And that's why I tell you, don't follow me here on the air. Don't look up to me. I'm really nothing. But you look up to him. And then he'll solve your problems for you on a personal level and beyond. See? Put him first. That's the only way. Be bold before men, but humble before God. And that's when all of the problems of our nation could be solved. We just return. Just come back. Instead, we're drifting further away. I'm sorry to be so long-winded. I admit it. I shouldn't be, but I just cannot help it. I feel that burden tonight like I have not felt for a long time. To get people to think. They need to know. Need to understand. To comprehend before it's too late for them. Well, I hope I provided that opportunity for you to do that tonight. Think before you act. Think before you walk. Think at all. Okay? Good. And tomorrow night, as I said, we will have Daniel on, the fellow from the Lilly Foundation, to talk about the poisoning of our bodies with fluoridation in the water. Don't miss it. First hour, we'll be doing it right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, and we shall be back with our concluding segment.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Back now, and one of the callers off air wanted me to repeat the numbers again to call the Congress of the United States. And we talk about these pending issues. Yes, certainly the lost treaty, the Law of the Sea Treaty we're talking about. The election reform bill, which is bad news, more federal involvement in the local election arena. H.R. 811, no. And now we have this ENDA bill, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, making it a hate crime to discriminate against homosexuals in renting and hiring in the workplace. It's scheduled to come out of committee, possibly tomorrow, if not Monday. And this, again, is another power grab being promoted by the people like Nancy Pelosi and, of course, the Republicans as well. There isn't a dime's worth of difference. So they need to get a full blast, a real blast from you. Ladies and gentlemen, the ENDA bill, E-N-D-A, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. No. All of this stuff. No. Call them. Toll-free number is 877-851-6437, as we always tell you. Put it down on your refrigerator, put it on your wall, on your calendar, on your forehead if you have to, and so you won't lose it. And then look in the mirror. 877-851-6437. Now, the toll number, which I dial quite a bit, because I have unlimited flat rate dialing, is 202-224-3121. That's 202, Washington, D.C., District of Criminals, area code, 202-224-3121. And don't forget, you call often and early, as they say about voting, but don't give up until you do defeat this legislation. These bills are just outrageous now. I mean, they have come at a time of absolute disgrace. They've come at a time of absolute disgrace, you know? Totally disgraceful. I mean, it's just a barrage of attacks. And I just can't, for the life of me, imagine just how much longer we are going to be able to put up with it. Because now it's just a total government over all of us. More federal control over everything we do. And that is not what the founding fathers intended, supposedly not, anyway. But that's what the freedom lovers at the time, all of the real patriots, opposed. And that's why Ron Paul is running for office. I'm inviting Ron Paul to appear on my show in the near future for even a half an hour. And he can come on by himself. I'd also like a debate between Ron Paul and Alan Keyes. All right? Wouldn't that be nice? Oh, boy. It would. We'll see about it. Okay, we're out of time. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Time went by so quickly. A good evening, a good program, as always. Good meat for you to digest. I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow night, Friday night edition of the program with our guest on fluoridation and truth decay right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You stay with us. Stay tuned for Mike next, and we'll be back tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central, Lord willing. Good night, everyone. With